we wanted to find a church. We thought it was the right thing to do, and she kept challenging me and pushing me to find something that was acceptable. Didn't really have much of a understanding of the truth, I'll put it that way. I can still remember my college years. It's kind of a dark place for me, especially learning something like biology. I really started focusing on what was real, not what my faith was or not what I believed. And that took me down some rough paths. But in the end, found a church in Columbia, Missouri that we spent about 2 years at. And I can still see the pastor up there shaking the pulpit and yelling at us and making us feel like we were the worst people in the world. And we thought, all right, you know, this is great. This is getting me what I want. But then Wednesday would come, Thursday would come, you'd forget about it, and then Sunday you'd start crying again because he's yelling at you. So ended up moving to Springfield, Illinois about 4 years ago, something like that. So we hunted for quite some time for the church that we wanted to find. Again, we weren't really aware of what we were looking for, but I'd say we went to 20 or 21 different churches just to find something that at least entertained us for a little while. And then during that whole time, we were looking for the pulpit shaking guy, right? The make you feel bad. And I remember sitting right back there after about 20 weeks of looking for churches, and Pastor Gary, after he was yelling about putting lids on cups or something, he looked at us and he said, and I feel like he was really looking directly at us, and he said, I am not going to stand up here and shake the pulpit at you, right? I have got the truth right here. And just an amazing moment for us. We kind of looked at each other and went, what? Are you kidding me? We never looked back. We've learned truth every Sunday. We've got something very special here. And I'm proud to be a part of it. So thank you for the privilege to speak in front of you guys. So stem cells. How many here have heard of stem cells, right? You guys are probably pretty aware. So we're going to look at this in, obviously, the ethical, as far as the ethical issues go. But I kind of want to give you just a little bit of a background on stem cells and just kind of start from the beginning. Do not hesitate to stop me at any time if you have any questions or anything. So I think I've got this right. Oh, don't do that to me. I broke it. Aha. Thank you. Said it 4 times. I heard you, though. So what's a stem cell, right? What are we talking about here? So a stem cell is an unspecified cell with the capacity to change into many different cell types, such as blood, muscle, and nerve cells. All right, so you can look at that and think of, wow, the allure of what a stem cell can do. That's pretty significant. There's three main types, totipotent, multipotent, and pluripotent. There's a couple different ways to say that, but I chose that one. So the totipotent stem cells, this is like the mother of all stem cells, right? This is the one we're going to mainly focus on, which this is the stem cell that comes from the embryo. Any one of these stem cells, this type of stem cell can make any part of the body. It can grow any part of the body. It's so unspecified. That's why it's kind of the gold standard when it comes to stem cell, and that's what people push for, and that's why the embryonic stem cell is so important in the scientific mind. This type of stem cell can not only make everything that's in our body, but it can also be specified to make extra zygotic or extra embryonic cells, which means the lining of the uterus, the amnion sac. I mean, this is the mother of it, and this is what people are after. Multipotent, these are the ones that after meiosis occurs in the cell, you have a cell, you have the zygote that gets formed, and then you start having division within the sexual reproduction. And these are the multipotent cells, which can be specified only, they can only be specified, though, within the body. So there's no extra zygotic or extra embryonic cells that can be made out of this. So they are important. People think that these are pretty darn nice to have, but they're not the mecca. Then pluripotent, these are the ones that you get from the adult stem cells. So you get from the adult spinal cord, or you can get it from quite a few different places in the adult body, and we'll look at those as well. One of the main points here is that two of these destroy life, right? One does not, but two of these do destroy life, and we'll go a little bit into detail on that. So where do these come from? All right, you guys remember seeing this in your science class back in the day. This thing's not actually as updated as I'd like it to be, but you've got the embryo, you've got the, I can't really see that part very well. So you've got the embryo, you've got the 3-week embryo, the 4-week embryo, so you see the stages. Can you guys still hear me? So keep in mind, life's destroyed. Life is preserved, I believe that says, and life is preserved. I want to make a point here that every single one of these has every part necessary to create human life. Right? That embryo has everything that it needs to grow into a human. So just keep that in mind. There's also umbilical cord, stem cells, and then we have baby teeth. It's actually kind of interesting. I was reading an article a couple weeks ago about the baby tooth bank. Has anybody heard of the baby tooth bank? Yeah, so they take, you take your baby teeth and they actually extract the pulp from baby teeth to try to find those unspecified cells and create stem cells out of it. So, question? Yeah, in the scientific community, which we'll go into that. I'm not sure where it's at, but that's actually a very good question. I don't know if there's an abortion ethical class, but I don't want to step on too many toes when it comes to this because this really goes hand in hand. But we'll look at that in a little bit. So what's an embryo, right? So this is what we're talking about. It's the first stage of human life. Let's see, zygotic stage, which we talked about, right here. You have meiosis that occurs, so the cells start to split. Do not confuse this with mitosis, which I'm convinced had something to do with my B average, because I never could figure that out. And then you end up with something called a blastocyte, which is less than 2 weeks. And this is primarily where we're getting these stem cells from, and we're talking 1 millimeter. This is how small this is. If you think about that, it's like 0.04 inches, right? If that gives you a better idea. But this is where we extract the cells. When we talked about the totipotent, or the mother of all stem cells, we're talking about in this stage right here before that meiosis occurs. And that still does occur. That's much more difficult to extract, but it's something that is... it is there. So, then adult stem cells. This is also something that's pretty significant in the scientific community. They are still extracting these. Keep in mind, again, these are your pluripotent cells that really, they create cells based on their origin of harvest, right? So if I grab something from let's go with the skin. Oh, I'm going to make a skin cell out of it. And so that's nice. That's good to know. But keep in mind, you can do this from any other location. I mean, we're talking, if you can find that stem cell, you will be able to create a similar cell in that, from that origin of harvest location. So, it can, yeah. So one trial, so right now, one of the big things they do is bone marrow transplant. So you go into bone marrow, which is a very painful procedure, but they can actually extract from any human from bone marrow and create stem cells to help with like leukemia or something along those lines. So if you've never seen or heard of a bone marrow procedure, it is very, very painful. But so if you think about a stem cell, we're not talking about a bunch of tissue. We're talking about a cell. And if those stem cells have already specified themselves, so if you go in, you find a bunch of specified cells, those are going to be, those are waste, right? You can't use those. You need to find something that hasn't specified or that you can start growing. And the problem with that is, again, it's this big. It's smaller than this. And so they're difficult to find. They're there. You know, it's just, no, that's the best explanation I have for that. So stem cell therapy, so there is a portion of this that's actually being used today. A lot of it's mainly just being researched today. It's not really being used. But some of the advantages behind this, yeah, you receive a temporary cure, right? So one of the newest ones that I've read about is for Crohn's disease. And 80% of the people that went through this treatment, they saw remission from Crohn's disease. And that was in a 4-week time period. Well, 8 weeks later, 75% saw it. 12 weeks later, only 60% saw it. So again, it was temporary. It was an alleviation of that actual disease, but it was not a permanent cure. Also, so as far as the current disadvantages go, and this is very significant, this is why you're not hearing about it being used all over the place, but the autoimmune suppression is huge, and then pluripotency on one of cell development, which is just a fancy word for a tumor grows. This and stem cell treatment is about 50% of the time this happens. So it's definitely not at a place where we're ready to spread this out to everybody. Please. Correct. Yes, you put it in a dish. Right, and it starts, doesn't really create, but it does replicate itself through mitosis. You got it. Thank you. This is actually all over the world. Most of this research that I'm getting, or in the scientific community is using, is actually from Thailand. So this is something that they use quite frequently over there. This isn't new. It's definitely not new here. Actually, 1882, this was when the discussion started, as far as stem cells go in the United States. So it is definitely prevalent throughout the world. So there's this big promise, right? The scientific community says, use stem cells. Well, why? Well, because we can do so many things with it. And what you'll see in a little bit here is it's a promise. It's not this is a fact. but what you see, so I can take a cell from, to fix a stroke, again, a promise. Can grow teeth. I want to point out one that's very important to me, and it's right here. Should be awesome if anybody could figure that out. So, but here's the promise, right? This is, guess what? We will, we'll fix anything that you have. Any ailment you have, we'll fix it. When in reality, it's kind of a masking of symptoms, and it actually causes more harm than good. So, the beginning of life. Great question, right? And when I was going down that path that we kind of discussed earlier, yeah, this kind of was my view. And it was something I could see and feel, right? It wasn't faith. Science is trying to figure out how to, is the building blocks of life, actually understanding them. And it's not based on faith by any means. But the scientific view, and I've read multiple arguments, and they don't really dive into the morality of this, but they do specify where they think life begins. And there's a general theme of, I don't care. Right? It doesn't matter to me. I'm trying to save people's lives that are alive today. So birth being when they actually, so life doesn't begin until birth, right? So birth being when they actually are delivered. And yeah, please. Heck yeah, there is. Right. Yeah, and that's huge. So 2004, George W. Bush says, the government's not going to fund this research, right? I believe in life upon conception, and I'm not going to support this. Now that's kind of not really the case anymore. About 2 weeks ago, there were two researchers in Wisconsin, I believe, working on their PhD, and they had grown an embryo. And previously, it was acceptable to have an embryo grow for about 2 weeks, and they made it to 6 weeks. And so that's where they're at now, and until somebody stops this, who knows how far this goes. And we're talking about in a Petri dish, right? So absolutely, you know, no regard whatsoever for what life means. And again, there's a big, well, guess what we can do or what we might be able to do. I mean, this is the allure of all of this. So any other questions on that? I know it's kind of deep there. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And 100%. 100% why that plays into it. I mean, we're worried about the here and now. We're not really worried about the eternal existence that God has promised us. And that's something that is not in the mind of that scientist. So
how does what you're talking about growing an embryo differ from like the test tube sheep that they were doing?
You know, I didn't really get into the sheep thing.
but
correct. Yeah, for cloning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, to clone, which is actually it's very, very interesting stuff, and I've read a little bit about it. But it was like Dottie was her name, I believe. But yeah, they cloned a sheep. Pretty big deal, right? It's kind of crazy, but. Right. Yeah, and that right on that. So look at this, right? So this is where we're ending life. And I mean, it's even you're even taking shape here. This is crazy. But again, there is this pursuit of this scientific achievement that outweighs any kind of morality. And yes, it's very unfortunate. But this is what's happening. Yeah, please. Correct. Right. Yeah. That's a good point. So what you're saying is that it's like we just want to take care of ourselves. That's selfishness, right? And that's 100% correct. That's what we're doing. We're looking for immortality, right? What's the ultimate goal? Well, I don't ever want to die. Guess what? You're gonna die. It's going to happen. And I think you had a question.
I was going to supplement the aspect that there was authorized stem cell lines that the government had designated just for research.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same. Is that still going on or is it expanded now?
Yeah, it's actually expanded pretty significantly. When I was, just kind of an interesting story from the governmental perspective, when I was in college, actually I had just graduated high school, I was really into this stuff, and I actually started buying stock into a stem cell company. And I thought, oh wow, this is going to be great. Well, George W. Bush came in and said, you know, no mas, and there went all my money. So that's I was very angry at the time, but to think that I supported something like that, I mean, I'm pretty ashamed, but just wasn't this wasn't my mindset. And so I can relate to what's going on. I don't agree with it, but yeah. And that's, this kind of stuff has expanded. Like I said, there's the accepted 2 weeks of embryonic growth, but now we're, this was just 2 weeks ago that they kept it till 6 weeks. So, and that's a life. It's crazy. Well, wrong way.
Where do all these embryos are coming from? Are they harvested eggs with artificial insemination?
Yeah. So artificial insemination is one big one. That's actually probably the majority of where they're harvested from. Okay, let's play a game. Who's interested? Yeah? All right. So this, the whole point of this, if you could indulge me. Okay, great. So this is about, let's figure out what's real, right? Here's the promise, but is it accurate? So stem cells have cured patients with Alzheimer's disease. Incorrect. Yep, you got it. No. An embryo has all 46 chromosomes, is unique and fully functioning. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Stem cells have cured patients with spinal cord injuries. Nope. That has not happened. There are over 100 approved stem cell treatments. Yep, there's only one. And that actually doesn't work either, which we'll go into in a little bit. Stem cells have cured patients with cancer. Have not. So there's a treatment for leukemia that the FDA has approved. Now, that is harvesting adult stem cells that that's approved with. So, and that gets into 50% of those patients actually develop tumors, and it's becomes a bad deal anyways. So what's the next step? Where are we heading? Right, and these are very recent articles. I want to give you a kind of a heads up. These are all articles that are about what they think they can do. Just this isn't always something that has been done. One big thing, stem cell therapy, a lethal cure, which is actually accurate. A lot of people who are getting these cures are actually finding these side effects are extremely dangerous, and they're actually killing people. So just keep that in mind. My wife said not to be too funny, but I'm going to go into funny mode here in a second. Sorry. A new way to activate stem cells to make hair grow. All right. Great, right? Guess what? Still not a thing. It's if somebody wants to throw a bunch of money at them, that'd be great if they could figure it out. But again, the promise, right? This is why it's so interesting. This is the promise. A Swedish study suggests stem cell transplants as possible treatment for aggressive RRMS. And RRMS is a form of multiple sclerosis. Again, it's a suggestion. This is a, guess what we may be able to do? Can you possibly fund us to try to figure it out? So still not active, still not something that's actually occurring. And just for giggles, again, I want to reiterate the fact that it's possible that I could be having hair at some point. And but I do want to throw it to you that that's the promise, right? This is huge. This is the allure. Okay, so let's get in the fun part, right? So let's be clear, and I'm hoping for a lot of participation on this aspect. So the real beginning of life, right? God already preconceived us. God already knew we were going to be born. So the beginning of life for me is obviously birth is the beginning of life, but I was already a thought in God's mind, which is to me huge, right? This is it's a massive statement. If somebody could read Psalms 127:3. Right. So God also is in sovereign control, right? And there's a couple verses here I'd like to get into as well. Anybody read Genesis 16:2? I hear pages turning. Genesis is right at the beginning, if you guys can't find it.
Behold, now the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my servant, and maybe that I shall obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarah.
Right, so the Lord gave, you know, the Lord gaveth, right? This is our belief. The Lord has complete control. Go ahead with 17:16, Genesis 17:16. Has anybody got that ready to go? Yeah, so that's what's the point, right? God's sovereign control here. All right, swing over to 1 Samuel for me. First Samuel 1:19-20. Asked him of the Lord. So we'll go into Ruth 4:13. Right. So we're all getting the theme here. Ladies back there, I'm going to need you to pay attention, please. Okay. So we'll go, I'll go into one more, Acts 17:24 through 25, and this is really hitting home with you know, God's creative power. So if somebody could read that for me. Amen, huh? Any thoughts on that? Any questions? Yeah, please.
Just one other verse that I think would be really pertinent. Just Jeremiah 1:5.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jeremiah, it says that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. Just the idea that life started right at birth.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for adding that. I agree. So, right, why do we live? Well, I'm here, you know, you guys know this, but I'm here to say it again. God gave us life. I mean, how amazing is that? God gave us life. We are life because of him, or we are alive because of him. And this is a huge concept. This is actually the concept that turned my mind around to start thinking about this. Was challenging to me, and actually, I believe it was Mr. Mike Wickens who we sat in the class. What do we believe? And he really challenged me on this statement of you know why are you here? Why do you care to be here? And so I'll never forget that. But it really got me to start thinking and to try to actually comprehend why am I here? Who's allowed me to be here? And you know, from a scientific viewpoint, I don't know, rock your world. Even though scientifically, you know, please keep in mind biblically as well, an individual's life begins at conception. Now, do all scientists believe this? No, but there are some that do, and these are the guys that are going after adult stem cells. So there are two factions here, but in reality, this is where we're at in the world. Yeah, please. Pluripotent. Yeah, you can think of totality, right? It's everything.
Okay. So the question I have is, what is it that those who want to go totipotent ones believe in regards to medical benefits that it would provide to human beings and pluripotent ones?
Yeah. So, right. So I can control the totipotent, right? So I can put in my lab, I can go, hey, here's an embryo. I'm gonna create more, or I'm gonna grow more embryos, right? And I can also take that and say, it doesn't matter what it is, but I can fix it. If it's a burn victim, I can create skin. If it's a broken femur, I can create bone. And so that's the big deal about the totipotent, is to say, I don't have to take all these resources, which is harvesting bone marrow from somebody, going to the baby tooth bank and grabbing baby teeth. This is something that I can control, which is kind of a theme to this whole thing. But it's not necessarily an expedience. It still takes quite some time. It's just more of a convenience. In my lab, I have the ability to do all these things. And whether it's a power struggle or not, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, expenses have to do with it as well. But nope, not that I know of, and not that I've read. Yeah. Please, yeah.
I'm just nope. Covered in box and rocks.
Welcome to the club. So, yes. So the zygotic stage is where they get the mother of all stem cells, which is when we actually have fertilization.
So an abortion has to be done before you can get that thing.
Yeah, you have to kill the baby.
I thought the zygote's in the fallopian tube, and not in the uterus. So it's not accessible. Fallopian tube's not accessible from an abortion.
Not from. Right.
How are they getting that tissue?
It's a good question.
Is it done with petri dish? Is it done with, you know, female and male material?
I'm not actually sure on the extraction of that. I would assume that's the way you would do it, but I don't know. It's a good question, though.
But you have to have it.
Mm-hmm. The guy combined. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. She was basically saying egg, sperm together creates zygote. You take the cells from there. Yes.
They're into this big time. I mean, they're taking limbs and brains. And what are they doing with all this stuff?
So Planned Parenthood itself, I'm not sure if it's into the stem cell research aspect of this. I know it's into the abortion part of this, and I'm sure there's something to, they have a part to do with it of some sort. I don't want to step on the abortion guys' feet here, but No, as far as the class goes, I don't want to get into that, but I don't know if they actually get into stem cell research, if Planned Parenthood does something like that. I don't know.
I just need to know, what are they doing with the baby? What did they do with them?
They destroy it. Use what they can, but please.
I'm doing the abortion.
Aha, all right, found him. Thank you. Yeah.
When you were talking about the fatal cure, the first thing I thought of was Superman or Christopher Reeves. Was
right.
He using the totipotent cells?
Yeah, actually, he went into that pretty heavily. And guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's a good point.
That was the first time ever he heard about it.
Right.
It was like doing great and then dying.
Right.
So would it be legitimate to say that since this isn't providing any therapeutic benefits so far, then why could we not restrict the research to cells that we can actually get without creating all
right.
this argument and see if we could actually get that to work
right.
before we got carried away with all this other stuff?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, government funding. No, yeah, go ahead.
It's a lot harder to get someone who's living to agree to go through a painful surgery and money to pay for the painful surgery.
Yes, so he's asking, why do we need to go after the cells that we don't really even know are going to fix anything? Why even destroy life if we can just say, you know, let's try this first, which is an adult cell to heal this patient? So, which is a great question. Yes.
Well, the answer is really follow the money.
Correct.
It's on the. I'm an engineer. There's certain things going on in engineering that don't make sense, except that they get money from
right.
the federal government to fund research.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Professors right. and colleges.
Yeah.
And the same thing's going on here with medical researchers. They are able to get money. That's one aspect. The aspect of the it's probably more efficient.
It's a little more.
It sounds like it's just more efficient. They don't have to spend as much money to do it. Therefore, yeah. there's more money for themselves.
Yeah. Everybody hear that? Oh, man, that was a long one to repeat. So, follow the money. Follow the money. Back there. So those can actually be used in unspecified ways as well. So you know, that's a great question, but those are the multipotent cells, potent cells as well, that you can actually use those to say, because those haven't grown yet. Now that research is so, as far as I've seen, I haven't seen umbilical cord cells be used in some significant way, but it is promising that they can be used in different facets of the body. So. They study. They do study it. I just haven't seen anything that says, guess what, this works. But hear that? No. Back there. That it is. Oh, yeah. Right, so like you're saying, it's the money that matters, right? Follow the money. So the and that is really what this is all behind, right? If you can create if you can heal everything, I'll pay you this much money, and that's where we're going. I'll take one more question there. Sorry, Brian, I'm running out. Sorry. Yeah, that's true.
And, it's better to look at them compassionately and say, look how lost you are, instead of being angry at them.
Completely agree. Yeah, and so that's a huge point. So she was talking about, it's not just money that fuels this, but there's, you know, there's emotion involved, there is a desire involved to heal, even like a loved one. And we should really look at them as, we should be more compassionate to this kind of thought. Because, just like I said, I mean, I was even lost in that. So one of the big issues here is we are looking for health in the wrong places, right? So we're trying to extend life when, again, we have been promised everlasting life in heaven with God. So we also know that sickness is due to sin, and sin does lead to death, which if someone could read Exodus 15:26.
If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer.
Any thoughts on that?
Okay.
So that's kind of where the dilemma is, right? So we're trying to extend life. But I do want to dive into what does God promise? And if I can get just two more verses, I promise I'll stop hitting you with verses. But if someone could do Romans 5, 3 through 5. And 1 Peter 1, 3 through 6. I think this is the last verse I have on here. That's all I got there. So we've got about 5 minutes left. I did better than I thought. All right, this is a big topic, big subject. So please, if you have any questions, now's the time to kind of get those out there. I'm not a 100% expert, but I will try to answer the best I can. So Brian, I will get you now.
Post-birth, should we be considering holding
on to our umbilical cords and baby teeth? Yeah, don't eat them and don't... put them on the, right, no, I don't know what you're going to do with it. They put them in freezers, so I don't know. If you'd like to do that, go for it. I'm not going to support it, but I guess you do get to cut the cord. That's cool. No? No, yeah. Yeah, please. So the FDA has a part to play in that here in the United States, so they have approved one stem cell treatment that I've read about.
But like the whole like 6 week thing, like there's nobody regulating like how long you can actually keep it?
No, there is an actual regulation on that. I can't tell you where it came from.
There's like governmental.
Yes.
Supposedly governmental oversight.
Yes.
Congress has basically said that these agencies are cesspools of conflict of interest, that there are industry insiders that are on advisory committees at every level. And they're basically, in my opinion, is whenever you see things like this, genetic research is another big area. Mm-hmm. These are areas where there's lots and lots of money, and that money is being put into dead end results.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Correct. Correct.
In 100 years.
Yeah.
And chronic illnesses are exploding in the population. So these things are helping sell. Keep the boat going forward, folks. Don't look, don't pay attention to.
Right. Yeah. It's a huge point.
Outcomes. Keep going this way for hope.
Yeah. It's a huge point. So he's talking about the allure of hope, right? That's what this is all about. So, yeah, very, very good point. Any other questions? Yeah, please.
You said this research was coming from Taiwan, but not most of it?
Thailand, yeah. So.
Thailand. Mm-hmm. Are they do they have any regulations, or do they just go crazy with it?
From what I've seen, they go pretty crazy with it. I haven't read about any governmental regulations that's placed on them. The one that I talked about where there are two PhD students that were keeping them alive for 6 weeks, this is actually done in their apartment lab. right? So if you can find it and regulate it, great. But if you can't, then there becomes a problem.
So we pretty much know where you stand on the embryonic stem cell. On the adult stuff, what's your opinion there, other than outside of the bald stuff?
So the bald, I'm all for, yeah, right? But actually, in all seriousness, so my opinion is that we're trying to extend life, and I think that I'm okay with the fact that I have everlasting life with Jesus Christ as my Savior. And
so don't mess around with the adult stem cells.
No, unless the baldness thing happens. But that's as far as I'll go.
And doesn't the Lord tell us that our days are numbered?
Correct.
So we're not going to live one
right.
second longer,
right.
Nor one second shorter than
bingo. Correct.
Healthy, but not, you know, go to centuries doing this, but we will never extend our lives beyond
right.
what God has determined.
Right. Yes, that's 100% agree. So, yeah. Any other questions? I think I can take probably one more. Two more, whatever. We'll just keep going.
Have you researched the CRISPR?
The what?
The CRISPR?
No, that sounds interesting, though.
Gene editing.
Oh, no, I have not researched that. Gene editing is something that's I got pretty deep into as well, but yeah, I have not.
I think it's interesting. I mean, we're sitting in a room full of people, plus or minus, you know, 20 to 60 or 80. There's a good chance that if science hadn't produced various, you know, devices or serums or, you know, there's a good opportunity for a lot of us not to be here right now. I'm one of them. You know, I take a drug that helps me to not have effects of Crohn's disease. So, you know, I agree. I think we have to be very careful with what we're doing and how we're doing it. But I also don't want us to negate the advances of science and what has happened that have been very positive. And some of those positive things came at a cost. So while we wouldn't advocate killing of babies or any of that, I also think that there has to be some way of allowing some advancement of medicine.
Right.
You know, and that, I think that's the hard part. That's the hard place to be in.
It is.
What do we say is okay, and what do we say is this is negligible or this is bad for us as people, especially as believers?
Yeah.
But I don't want us to be guilty of being hypocrites.
Right.
Because I think sometimes when we say we shouldn't do research, we shouldn't think this way, we're also very hypocritical of the you know, various drugs that we've taken in the past, or shots we took as babies to allow us to not get polio and all sorts of things. You know, so I think we have to be careful not to be hypocrites as well.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. So medical advancement, I use it every day, right? So I'm in the medical field, I use it every day. I know you do as well. I completely agree with you there, but this is. This is really up to opinion, right? I got an opinion. Everybody else would have an opinion, and I'd leave it up to you to make your own. But I know where you're coming from.
If positive, there's harm as a result of this, too. So in this specific circumstance, you know, it's not even 100% if you get a stem cell, then you're likely to have tumors.
Currently, that's where we're at. And you know, yeah, and where Jim's going is, well, what if it wasn't, right? You know, what if I could save somebody? You know, and I think my guess would be 99 to 100% of the people in this room do not agree with taking stem cells from an embryo if it's going to destroy life, right? And I think that's more the focus of my discussion. But, you know, if you do have the opportunity from an adult stem cell, then where could that lead?
Any research on other religions like Catholicism or Muslim and what their view is?
I did glance at that. And I looked at it from the Southern Baptist view, actually, because of my background. But there was an overwhelming support of an adult stem cell usage in medical treatment. As far as, not that I saw on there, I knew I should have kept reading. Yeah, so that's actually a thing, right? So they're actually doing that. There is a way to not kill an embryo and create an embryo and then kill it. So it's that is research that's out there. It's rather new. It's something that I've come across a couple times, but. Oh, don't ask me that question. I don't know. I think so. from my view, I'm getting the nod to get out of here. So, one more. Go start the car, will you? Yes, please. Yes. Yep, University of North Carolina, I believe, is just put out about a week ago regarding treatment of leukemia, that they have done that with stem cells that are from the embryonic stage. So, all right, Applebee's is calling, so I'm out of here. Thank you, guys.